Welcome to Love Rules, the radio ministry of Roxbury Presbyterian Church in Boston. My mom, Liz Walker, was Boston's first African-American television news anchor, but her most important job is what she does right now at RPC, preaching the good news about God's love. The Bible says, above all, love each other deeply because love covers a multitude of sins. How does that work? Join my mom now as she offers us Love Rules from Roxbury Presbyterian Church.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Love Rules. Today's message, keep going. And our text, Hebrews, the 6th chapter, the 1st through the 12th verses. Therefore, let us move beyond the elementary teachings about Christ and be taken forward to maturity, not laying again the foundation of repentance from acts that lead to death and of faith in God. Instruction about cleansing rites, the laying on of hands, the resurrection of dead, and eternal judgment. And God permitting, we will do so. It is impossible for those who have once been enlightened, who have tasted the heavenly gift, who have shared in the Holy Spirit, who have tasted the goodness of the Word of God and the powers of the coming age, and who have fallen away, to be brought back to repentance. To their loss, they are crucifying the Son of God all over again and subjecting him to public disgrace. Land that drinks in the rain, often falling on it, and that produces a crop useful to those for whom it is farmed, receives the blessing of God. But land that produces thorns and thistles is worthless, and is in danger of being cursed. In the end, it will be burned. Even though we speak like this, dear friends, we are convinced of better things in your case, the things that have to do with salvation. God is not unjust. He will not forget your work and the love you have shown him as you have helped his people and continue to help them. We want each of you to show this same diligence to the very end, so that what you hope for may be fully realized. We do not want you to become lazy, but to imitate those who through faith and patience inherit what has been promised. This is a deep and a complex text. It is a letter to church leaders about their roles and responsibilities to God and to the people. But you know what? When I think of this text, particularly the first few words of this text, if you go back to chapter 1, let us move beyond the elementary teachings about Christ and be taken forward to maturity. When I think of this very deep and very involved text, I think of Finding Nemo. I know that sounds rather silly, but Finding Nemo is one of my favorite movies. Marlin, a clownfish who is one of the leads in this story, is overly cautious with his son Nemo, and Nemo swims too close to a surface to prove himself, is caught by a diver, and ends up being separated from his life, from his family, from his home. And Marlin must set out to find him. And in this journey, Marlin runs into another fish, Dory, who's played by Ellen DeGeneres. And Dory has a very short memory. But the scene that is the best scene of all the scenes in the movie, Marlin is feeling overwhelmed in his search for his son at one point, and Dory sings a song. Just keep swimming. Just keep swimming. Keep going. Keep going. Don't stop. And that's what this text reminds me of. I know I've taken a lot of time to explain it to you, but in case you haven't seen Finding Nemo, it's just a sweet movie. It's a sweet movie. Keep swimming. If you have a goal, if you have somewhere you're trying to go, if you want to find your son, if you want to find your life, keep going. Endure. Persevere. That's essentially the message of this passage in Hebrews. And it really is essentially one of the top messages of our faith. You have to keep moving. You have to get beyond the basics. Therefore, let us move beyond the elementary teachings and be taken forward to maturity. You know, Marlin's had to learn some new stuff in order to take on the search for his son. And Nemo, the son, had to learn some new stuff in order to find his way home. As you mature, you have to leave some behavior behind, and you have to move forward and take on a deeper, more complete understanding of this faith. And I talk about our spiritual growth a lot. I talk about the idea of changing and growing because that's a big part of it. We know the basics. We know the importance of faith. We know about the resurrection and eternal life. We know the meaning of baptism. But God has so much more in store for us. We have to get ourselves to the point of being able to receive what God has in store. Now, there's one particular phrase in that first sentence. Therefore, let us move beyond the elementary teachings about Christ and be taken forward to maturity. Be taken forward to maturity. As I speak about spiritual growth, most of the work is not our work. The work is the Holy Spirit's work. The Message Bible puts this really clearly. Come on, let's leave the preschool finger painting exercises and get on with God's grand work of art. You see, that's a beautiful description. Our spiritual maturity is a work of art because it is in the control of the ultimate artist. We talk about God's creativity. We point out the stars and the sun and the moon. But really, we are a part, the best part of God's creativity. We are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Jesus Christ so that we can do the good things He has planned for us long ago. That gets to that purpose. God has a purpose for all of us. And I'm not necessarily talking about a specific career path or a specific thing that you're called to do tomorrow. I am really referring here to the entirety of your life. You are here to serve and glorify God. That's your purpose. That's your purpose, is to glorify God. And in whatever you do, God has to get the glory. I am so thankful you've joined us today. Remember, Love Rules is totally listener-supported. Won't you make a donation right now to keep this program on the air? Log on to RoxburyPresbyterianChurch.org and click on Giving. That's RoxburyPresbyterianChurch.org. Click on Giving. Thank you. God bless you. Our purpose in life, and we need to remember this because it's easy to fall off the path every once in a while. Our purpose in life is to glorify God. We are called God's masterpiece because God has put every good thing in us through Jesus Christ. And when we live a life of good character and authenticity and honesty and trustworthiness and generosity and hospitality and forgiveness and love, we are living up to our potential. And I'm not just speaking about young people. I'm speaking here about all of us. But we have to want to get there. That's our work. We have to want to get there. God will fill us up with that, but we have to make room for God in order to do that. You know, in this movie, everybody has a deep desire to move. Nemo really wants desperately to find his way home. Marlin, his father, really desperately wants to see his son. And Dory reminds him, if you really want to get to this goal, you have to keep swimming. Because if you don't swim, you're going to get stuck. And when you get stuck, the challenges, the disappointments, the stumbles, the attacks will overtake you. Perseverance, another fundamental message of our faith. The Bible says the one who perseveres to the end will be saved. That message is steadfastness, to hang in there, to endure. Often the metaphor used, particularly by the Apostle Paul, is that of a race. Hebrews 12:1-2, let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. It is a way to study God's word. Joshua 1:8, the book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. You should meditate on it day and night. See, that's that perseverance again. It's about persevering in everything you do to glorify God. It is the path to God's blessings. Galatians 6:9, let us not grow weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Keep going. Perseverance is the path to eternal life. James 1:2, blessed is the one who perseveres. That person will receive the crown of life. You see, life is full of challenges. And this Christian walk is full of challenges. There's no way we can do it perfectly. So God is not calling us to perfection, but I believe God calls us to steadfastness. If you don't know how to persevere, that's when the problems come. if you tend to just give up easily, that's when you run in trouble. I think about the president of South Africa and the Nobel Peace Prize winner Nelson Mandela when he was in prison. He was in prison for 27 years in his fight against apartheid. Now, he went in a warrior. He went in angry and ready to fight. But that 27 years changed him. He could have been freed much earlier toward the end there, but he didn't want to abandon his purpose. He held firm, even though his heart had been softened and he had begun to build lasting and real relationships with his captors. Because God changed him in that 27 years. He persevered, and God changed him. Merle Evers, the wife of the famous civil rights advocate Medgar Evers. A lot of people don't know this story, but Medgar Evers is very much responsible for many of the civil rights advances in this country. He was murdered by the KKK in 1963. His wife, Merle, fought for 30 years to get justice for his assassination. 30 years, three trials. It took that to convict the admitted racist and killer, Byron Beckwith. You see, she hung in there. She stayed. She persevered because she realized that it was important. Her purpose of getting justice for the death of her husband was important. It would have been easy to give up. This was not something that one wanted to spend their lifetime on. But she hung in there. She persevered. She stayed focus. She stayed on track. And we have to. The psalmist reminds us, if we live in the secret place of the Most High, within the shadow of the Almighty, that we'll be all right. We'll be all right. We'll have storms. We'll have challenges. But we are in a place of intimacy with God. If we seek an intimate relationship with God, and we feed that relationship with prayer and study of God's Word, we can rest assured we will be sheltered by God. He will rescue us from every trap, protect us from fatal contagions and epidemics and plagues of the world. He will shield us with His wings. Now, that does not mean that we will not suffer, because suffering is a part of this. It's a part of this experience, but we will always be connected to God. Perseverance. Keep going. Don't give up. God will stay with you over and over and over again. He will never, ever, ever leave you. Thanks for joining me. Be blessed.
Thank you for tuning in. Roxbury Presbyterian Church is located at 328 Warren Street, right in the heart of Roxbury. Come worship with us on Sundays at 11 a.m. This is a listener-supported program. We invite you to partner with us and learn the many ways that love rules. Visit us on our website, roxburypresbyterianchurch.org, or call us at 617-445-2116. Love will reign if you love.